The combination of Brexit and COVID-19 will create a major challenge for most businesses next year. That's according to a survey by IBEC. However, its latest HR update still found that 28% of companies plan to hire more staff next year, while just under half plan to increase wages. But IBEC also noted a growing gap between the firms that are doing well and those which face significant falls in income due to the pandemic. The owner of Aer Lingus has reported a €1.3 billion loss for the third quarter and says it no longer expects to break even in the final 3 months of the year. IAG said the drop in international travel caused by COVID had seen its passenger capacity fall by almost 79% in the 3 months to the end of September. That pushed total revenue down 83%. Meanwhile, the owner of major Irish whisky brands like Jameson and Powers has reported a 6% fall in sales in the same quarter. That compares to a more than 36% dip in the 3 months to the end of June, with Pernod Ricard saying it expects to return to growth in the first half of next year. Finally, for now, the currencies, €1 buying you $1 US dollar and 18.5 cents and 90.2 pence sterling.